You'll see there are several people we can assign this task to. First, anyone could complete it. This is not one you'll use very often, as you can imagine. Next is the employee, which makes sense since this is in the group to be completed by the new hire. The next two options would look at the employee's information screen and see who was assigned as their manager 1 or manager 2. The next one, specific account, if we selected this one, we would then be given a box of all of the employees and we would have to pick the person by name who would be responsible for completing this task. And the last one is a specific group. We'll see this one when we do things like a task assigned to the HR team or to an executive team. Then anyone within that group could complete the task. Go ahead and click on Employee to close the list.